The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Is love really blind? Well, the two people sitting in front of me may be best equipped to answer this question because they took part in the Netflix series Love is Blind UK, and they're going to tell me all about their experiences. Sabrina Edgerton and Conor Griffin, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, let's talk to people who've never seen the series and explain how it works. It's like speed dating, but speed dating, Sabrina, with a difference.
Oh, for sure, in the sense that you're dating sight unseen. So you never actually see who you're speaking to.
Are you in the same room as them?
No, you're in a room that looks very similar to them, but absolutely not in the same room as
There's
them.
There's a wall between you.
Yes.
So you're in pods. They're called pods.
Pods, yeah.
And you start off initially, there's 15 guys, 15 girls, and you do date everyone. And then gradually you are obviously drawn more to one or other person.
How much time, Conor, do you get with each subject?
Day one, you have 8 minutes, and that is the quickest 8 minutes you'll ever spend with anyone. You got to find out all of the good information within that time. And then as the show progresses, you spend more time with less people.
Now, it's a small enough cast. I mean, 15 and 15. So how were you selected, Sabrina?
Gosh, it is a very rigorous casting process that they go through. I had seen an ad on Instagram and I actually applied. But it's a lot of interviews, a lot of Zoom interviews, calls, and then actually going to London to meet the execs before you're actually casted.
And what was the criterion they laid down? You had to be single, obviously.
That's a big one, yeah. If you're dating with the intention of possibly getting married, you've got to be single. But yeah, I think it's because of the concept of the show and it is a legal marriage, they are looking for people who are at that right point in their life.
Okay, you've jumped a few fences there. Conor, how did you get involved?
I was actually on a dating app, Pat, a dating app called Hinge, and they approached me through that and gauged my interest. And same as Sabrina, I had to go through kind of a rigorous interview process and yeah, kind of get, I guess they gauge your intentions and yeah, next thing you're on a plane.
Okay, and you're in a pod and you've got 8 minutes. What kind of questions do typically get asked, Sabrina?
So it's unlike dating in the kind of real world, you have very deep conversations a lot quicker than you ever would outside of the experiment. So the conversation around how you would envision a relationship, you know, whether it's traditional, roles around kids, all of the kind of like...
The things that you mightn't get to for 6 months, a year into a standard relationship, you want to know now.
Exactly.
So you're talking to someone behind, if you like, the barrier. Mm-hmm. You don't see them. You hear their voice and you're asking them about whether they want to have kids and how many.
Exactly.
That's a bizarre process. I'd say girls might take to it quicker than boys.
I think the lads were really kind of opening up emotionally and they were probably grateful for the environment to do so as well because like generally I suppose masculinity can maybe be considered as being a bit more such strong silent type, but the strong silent type is not getting you anywhere where all you have to go by is your conversational skills.
Common interests, for example. I mean, you'd expect the lads to say maybe, would you be interested in going to a rugby match with me? And is that too stereotypical?
Yeah, you're going way more deep than that. So, you know, straight away, one of my questions was like, do you like to travel? Because that's something I love to do. But then it goes very much into like whether you're a spiritual person. It's very different questions. You don't talk about kind of generalized things you would like to do on the outside.
Okay, now when you detect that there's someone you might be interested in, it's basically on their answers, but also on their tone of voice, their attitude, their humor, which might come across or may not come across. What then? How many choices do you have?
You can have as many choices as
you can.
You can
have 15.
Yeah.
I love them all.
You do got to pick. But it is amazing how quickly you would feel that connection with someone. It does happen. It might not just be with one person. You might have multiple connections. And it is a case of just spending more and more time with them to see how it goes.
Now, at what point do you get to see them, Conor?
Only after you've proposed.
Proposed marriage.
Exactly. Once you're engaged, you see the person you're engaged to, not before.
Okay, now I want to figure out this. Is this a legal, you said it's a legal marriage.
It's a legal marriage. Yeah.
So if it does happen, if any of the participants end up getting married, they are married.
Mm-hmm.
And presumably half of what you have is his or half of what you have, Connor, is hers.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how the laws work.
But it's something that you have to consider, you know, that sure. This will be a legal marriage.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've proposed. Can you tell me, or is it too soon to let me know whether either of you have been proposed to or have proposed?
Yeah, well, you see in episode one, the beginning of my proposal. And I won't give any spoilers, but you'll see what I answer in episode two.
Okay, so you are proposed to.
Yeah.
Because there is a facility for the women to propose to the men as well.
There is, but none of them
I'm told
did.
They have rings on standby.
They did, yeah. But it was very old school in the fact that all of the guys proposed.
Okay, so when you propose, and presumably it is accepted by the other party, then you get to see them. How much information might you have, Connor, about what to expect? I mean, for example, you might be talking to someone and you think they're small, blonde, petite, and they turn out to be different. They might even turn out to be of a different racial background than you thought. Or is that all squared away first? No?
None of it. You're not allowed to talk about any sort of physical anything like that might give anything away. So I think you kind of in your mind you form an idea of the person, but I mean Sabrina had a very clear idea as to Stephen's baldness, I believe.
Yeah, he was giving me bald man energy.
Bald man energy.
Yeah, but he's not bald. I just assumed he was bald.
And why did you assume he was bald?
Because he was kind of giving like geezer vibes. So I was like picturing like a cross between like Phil Mitchell and Jason Statham. So I just was like, that's what...
Very macho baldness though, right?
Yeah.
He is a macho man, to be fair. Very masculine. Geezer.
But are you allowed to ask questions like, if you were to imagine someone in the movies, who would I be thinking of? That kind of thing, no?
You're completely discouraged to ask anything to do with looks, because it completely goes against what the experiment's about, you know, falling in love with someone sight unseen. And there is people that listen in. So if you do try and even ask any of those questions, you're cut off.
OK, so now we have proposals and we have acceptances. What happens next?
Sabrina might be better equipped to discuss this as she
you actually kind of go off together.
You do. So you go on holiday together and you spend time together in beautiful Greece, and then you kind of have that time to get to know each other on a deeper level, and then after a few days in Greece you actually go and move in together in London.
So you move in together. Do you have any get out at this early stage, or does the get out happen if you need to get out later? At any point, say you're on the honeymoon and said, this is for the birds, I don't like this guy at all, I'm going home.
I guess if you were really struggling, you could speak to welfare and you could speak to the show and ask to be removed. But that wasn't the case in the series, and everyone continued. So
yeah.
The get out of jail card was at the altar.
Now, do they, in a normal situation where a boy meets girl meets boy, you meet each other's families, your siblings, your extended family. Does that happen before the big day?
Yes, you do a meet friends and family so that you can get their opinion. And
so this is where the heat might come on. I don't like him at all. That fella, Connor. Who'd be bothered with him?
I'm great with families, but
no one would ever say that about Connor.
But you know what I mean? It's when other pressures, like when if you meet someone in isolation, say you have a holiday romance and it's great. And then you meet the rest of the family and say, oh my God, what am I into here?
Yeah, and you have to remember, up to this point, so even in Greece, we have no phones, we have no computers, we have no access to the outside world. So all you've been doing is dating with intention, without distraction. And then suddenly you're throwing friends and family into the mix and people's opinion, and it can cause difficulties.
So you may not have tried to track them on social media, but your relations could.
Well, they don't know who they are.
Hmm?
So when your friend...
Oh, they don't know.
No? So when
they're just shown... Connor or whoever, Stephen, whoever might be, they're just given a...
No, not even. The first time they know anything about them is when they meet them. So they're meeting your fiancé.
Okay.
And they've...
And then do they start Googling desperately?
Oh, I'd say absolutely. At that point, once they've got their name and how they look.
The detective work starts.
Yeah, for sure.
they go on the law enforcement websites they can find to make sure. But that's already been done. You've already been vetted by the team. You mentioned welfare. Mm-hmm. So they are quite, prominent, I suppose, caring about you guys to make sure you don't come to harm.
There's welfare from, you know, the moment you're cast, before you even start filming, right up until today. You know, there's still welfare check-ins and stuff. They're with you throughout the whole series.
Okay, now the wedding, where does the wedding happen? Should it happen? Only in the process. We won't give anything away.
It happens in England.
It happens in England. Yeah. And is it a proper registered legal wedding?
It is, yes.
When the celebrant says, do you take X or Y or Z as your lawfully wedded husband, wife, etc., etc., is that the point where you get to say yes or no?
That's the point where you either agree to get married or you walk away forever.
Wow.
It's intense.
That's incredible, yeah. Why would anyone want to put themselves through that, Sabrina?
Because, you know, I think modern dating, it's quite difficult. There's a lot of people, especially with apps, it's too easy to just scroll for the next person or constantly be looking for the next best thing, and it's very superficial. So I think if you are at that stage in your life where you want to get married and you want to meet your soul connection, this is a great way to do it. And you know from the moment that you go in there that person is also dating with the same intentions to get married or to find their person. So if you want to take away all of the noise and hopefully find that connection, that's a good way to do it.
Connor, how do you find it as a process compared to going on that dating site?
I think the common thread amongst everyone who went on the show was that they were exasperated by modern dating. As Sabrina said, there's a very there's a disposable nature to modern dating, and like the first kind of hurdle everyone just seems to break off. So within this, you knew, or you at least had a very good chance, that the person that you were talking to was after the same thing as yourself, which was healthy, long relationship, you know. It was definitely a unique and left field way to meet someone. But I think they actually did a really good job in putting together a group of people who had the same aspirations.
It's interesting that the whole modern dating thing of using dating apps, that before, the person you were likely to meet and mate with was somebody that you grew up with, someone you went to college with, someone you met in the workplace, someone you might meet when people used to go to pubs to meet people. Mm-hmm. But with modern dating apps, they could come from anywhere. People that you never, ever would have come across otherwise. And that makes the horizon of dating so enormous that it's almost uncopable with.
100%. I had actually been in a relationship for 10 years. So we met when I was 21, started dating at 22. So when I was single again, you know, we grew up together and just grew apart as that happens. And then I was suddenly catapulted into this world of modern dating and apps. And it was just so overwhelming, and so many people dating for attention and not necessarily looking for something serious. And so many pen pals, a bunch of people who just want to have the chats with you in those apps. And it's frustrating and it's time consuming. And for me, I just find modern dating,
it's ultimately superficial as well. I mean,
very much
the
so.
First time you see the picture, instant opinion formed of that person.
Absolutely.
Without knowing anything about them.
And I think we all fall guilty of that. Like, you know, the first thing I would have done was looked at images and then looked at their height. And like, I'm
their height?
Yeah, because I wanted someone who was 6 foot or over. I'm 5 foot one, Pat. I have no right to be looking to see if someone's over 6 feet. But I still did it.
As a matter of interest, how tall is Stephen?
6 feet.
So you got what you're looking for.
Got quite lucky there.
All right. It's an extraordinary thing, because really what's going on here is almost like going back in time to the old matchmaker. Mm. And instead of having, you know, Mr. Murphy down the road who was the matchmaker for the village, you've got a television company who are being the formal matchmakers, picking out people who might just be suitable for each other.
Absolutely. And you have to remember, huge amount of interest in this show, like thousands and thousands of people applied, and ultimately, like Connor said, they did a really good job of picking people who would be compatible, but people who are also there for the right reasons.
Now, at the beginning of the show, do the 15 guys meet the 15 guys and the 15 girls meet the 15 girls? So you're looking at the competition from the get-go.
It's funny, because initially you're looking at these lads, guy, oh my God, these are handsome fellas, like, how am I going to do against these and this? Wait a second. Ha ha, no one will be seen. So, just my pure Irish charm is the only thing I have to get by on. So yeah, it was good. It was good. But like, yeah, there's some very good looking blokes on there, Pat.
And what about the girls?
Do you know what? They managed to get 15 really beautiful and accomplished women in their own right. It's quite impressive, actually. And we were saying this, no matter the outcome for anyone on that show, they will all have friends. Everyone will come away with friends.
Okay. But was there any sense of trying to game the system, you know, to get the better of X or the better of Y or A, B, C?
I didn't have any experience of that.
I remember there was a couple of people would like come back in. Well, one person in particular would come back into the living room and say, oh, I just had the best date with so-and-so and we're completely in love, to try and like dissuade his competition from continuing dating her. Mm. But like, yeah, it was very transparent. We're all mature individuals at this point, you know.
Well, in spite of everything that you may think, Connor, at the end of the day, it's always the woman who decides. Always. You may think you're making a choice, but the decision is hers. Anyway, there's more to come. Anyway, we've had 4 eps have landed and a few more to come before the final denouement. What happens at the very end?
So the last...
Do you just go your separate ways? Goodbye. End of.
Yeah. So the last episodes will be the weddings. So you'll see what happens and what couples make it.
Plural. The weddings. You've given something away.
Well, you see, you already see that. There's a number of couples that we're already following. So you'll see you already know who's going to the altar.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.